Hi, good morning, SP. My name is Harris. I'm from Mawan House Church. So let's pray together. So Father God, we just thank you for your mercy every morning. We thank you for your presence, of God. We ask God you come to us today. And we pray for our unity, even we are over the internet. I just pray that God, you will be always with us today. In the name of Jesus, I pray. So let's turn, open our one app. Today is day 38, the importance of prayer. So we're going to read the Matthew 23, verse 23 to 39. Okay. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dew and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. These you ought to have done, without neglecting the others. You blind guides, straying out a gnat and swallowing a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup and the plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and the plate, that the outside also may be clean. Woe to you, scribe and Pharisee, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within are full of dead people's bones and all uncleanness. So you also outwardly appear righteous to others, but within you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribe and Pharisee, hypocrites, for you build the tombs of the prophet and decorate the monuments of the righteous, saying, if we had lived in the days of our father, we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of prophets. Thus you witness against yourself that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your fathers. You serpent, the brood of vipers, how are you to escape being sentenced to hell? Therefore I send you prophets and wise men and scribes, some of whom you will kill and crucify, and some you will flog in your synagogues and persecute from tongue to tongue, so that on you may come all the righteous blood shed on earth, from the blood of the innocent Abel to the blood of the Zechariah, the son of Barakiah, whom you murdered between the sanctuary and altar. Truly I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stone those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not. See, your house is left to you desolate, for I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Now we turn to Ephesians 6:18. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplications. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplications for all the saints. We are also going to read the devotion on the one app. Prayer is an apt conclusion to this list of armor. If Christians fail to pray, we are like newborns who cannot breathe and perish. In spiritual warfare, prayer is non-negotiable. Paul reminds Christians here to be praying at all times in the Spirit. That means to draw close to God in the Spirit, to ask for his guidance, and to enjoy being intimate with him. He also reminds them to keep alert with perseverance, making supplications for all the saints. Not only does Paul love praying, he loves praying for others as well, to help them grasp the breadth, the length, and height, and depth of Christ's love. Ephesians 3:18. Prayer opens the eyes of our heart to spiritual realities, and to know that our common enemy is the devil, not our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Do you enjoy praying? Do you persevere in your prayer? Do you love your brothers and sisters and pray for them? Today, I want to further meditate on these three questions. Do you enjoy praying? Do you persevere in your prayer? And do you pray for your brothers and sisters? Pray in a simple way is to talk to God. God wants to talk to you. In Jeremiah 3:33, it says, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know." Jesus is also called the Word of God. He is talkative. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us through our wordless room. So God definitely wants to talk to you. The question is, do you enjoy praying to Him? I believe some don't because they don't know God is listening. This is actually a lie from the enemy, and we need to deal with it. So over the past 20 years since I became a Christian, I've been very lucky. Most of my prayer, God answered me almost instantly. I remember that when I was in the first year in the universities, I was sitting in the library. I was actually a bit sad because after all the public exams and all the hard work, I finally made it to the universities, but I got stuck in the library. I want to go out to play. I want to make some friends, but I knew no one out there. So I closed my eye and I pray. Say, "Jesus, can you bring me a friend?" Before I finished my sentence, someone tapped on my shoulder. He introduced himself. He said he recognized he and I were in the same class, and he asked me if he could sit next to me. So praise God. If this is not God, I don't know what it is. Sometimes God seemingly doesn't answer my prayer at all. 2 years ago, I changed my job and became a sales in a small company. It's very difficult for me. Actually, many people pray for me. I pray for myself. But over 6 months, I had no deal. Actually, not even a single lead moving forward. So one day I was in my son Luke's friend's birthday party. The kids played in the park in the evening, and somehow the birthday boy lost a very small piece of toys. So of course he cried, and all his friends helped him to find this small piece of toy in the park. Very soon the adults went as well. They brought his phone, they bought their phones and turned on the flashlights, and they searched again, but they couldn't find it. I'll be honest with you, I was just waiting for my dinner. My plan is I'll finish the party and then go home. But after 30 minutes, I became the only one sitting on a chair, doing nothing. So I went out and I asked Luke, "Do you know what you should do?" He looked at me with a blank face. And then I said, "You should pray." So two of us stood in the park in the evening and we prayed. "Father, show us the toy." I opened my eye. Within 2 seconds, I found a small piece of toy. It was actually right in front of me. So everybody was happy. It's actually a small miracle to all the boys, but probably a big one to myself. In fact, I was furious. I left the crowd. I prayed to God because I knew within 2 seconds he could give me the deal, but he didn't. And he was listening all the time. Actually, I've been thinking these questions for a while, and I want to ask you today. Do you know the Father's heart? Sometimes Luke will ask me to buy a toy, and he literally will ask me repeatedly, "So can I have a toy? Can I have a toy? Can I have a toy?" And like many fathers, out of my love, sometimes I will just do what he said. There are other times I won't change my mind. But above all, I want him to know I love him. He can always come to me. I'm protecting him. And whatever I do, it's actually good for him. I actually want to explain a little bit on the difference between praying to God and praying with God. Most people already know what is praying to God. Some may haven't heard the phrase praying with God. Praying with God means you're praying what Jesus is interceding for. You're praying on behalf of Jesus. So in Matthew 28:18, Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." And we believe that as Jesus is, so are we in this world. So my question to you is, do you know you have the authority to bind and loose in this world? Do you know you can release heaven on earth? Do you know you can pray for healing and for divine health? Do you know you can bless your household? You can bless SP and your community. Do you know you can say no to COVID-19? You can send them away. And if you believe we are going through some kind of spiritual warfare, do you know what the enemy feared the most? The enemy feared the most when the sons and daughters of God knows their identity in Christ. They fear us to pray. There is a power when you open your mouth and let the word of God speak through you. And I believe we should exercise this authority even more often in such a time as this. So I hope you are encouraged in this morning. God bless you. And I would like to invite Samuel to lead our worship today.
Hello. Let's sing "Draw Me Close to You." Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. Cause nothing else could take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way. Bring me back to you. You're all I want. You're all I've ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are near. You're all I want. help me know you are here. Draw me close to you. Never let me go. Lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. 'Cause nothing else can take your place. Feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way, bring me back to you. You're all I want. You're all I ever need. Help me know you are near. Help me know you are near.
Okay, let's also read the prayer on the app. So, Father, we pray for those involved in the tourism and the hospitality. Recognize that they are having been going through one of their toughest periods ever. And we pray for an upturn in tourism and that our city would become a welcoming place to all and give us a sense of excellence in our service. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, now we're moving to the community prayer time. Okay, let's pray for those who are suffering from cancer, chemo, radiation therapy, and other surgeries. Let's pray for those who are suffering from illness, but also they need Jesus. They need the salvation of God. Let's pray for those in our community who suffer from the infirmities. We pray for the healing for them. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray for those who are looking for jobs. We also pray for them so that God can use this time. Okay, so now we're going to pray for the missions. Let's pray for Japan, Episovia, Junmin, Hangzhou, and SP Tokyo, and also pray for Cambodia, Grace, and Oasis House, P. Jenny. Let's also pray for our mission council of PSAM, John, Timothy, Deborah, Ashley, Sally, Mike, and John Kosky. Yes, pray. Let's pray for our local outreach, Igape, Homi, Freedom, Bridge, Recreation, and the SP Lights. We also pray for the SP Fam, the Foster and Adoption Ministry, pray for Candace, and also pray for the babies in our community. Thank you, Jesus. Pray for the Friday night gatherings, the IP team, SPU, and the SPU. Yes, thank you. Yeah, we also pray for the house church community, even if it's the break season. So we pray for the Elements School, Matt King, Matt Daddy, and Matt Robinson. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, let's also pray for Hong Kong. Pray that we will have strong family communities. We pray for the COVID-19 to go away. We pray for the family under stress. I think especially praying for our community who probably needs to be quarantined, and we just ask God you will have peace with them. Okay, let's pray together. So Father God, just thank you for today. We thank you for your word. We just ask, Lord, you bless all of us today. We pray that God, you'll be always with us. Help us to have draw closer to you today. And we thank you, and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.